that. The efficiency, the economy, the grace, the second nature. Why did I ever think to swat at such a pretty thing? Why did I ever think to kill such a pretty, beautiful thing? I think to myself as I pour a coffee and go to turn down the music. A tickling feeling on my neck, down around the collar, down around the collar, down around my shirt, down around the tag on the back of my shirt. Almost a bite, or I don't know, a sticky, or a mini pinch, or some kind of, it's a sting! Ah, it's a sting! Ah, what is it? What is it? It's a bee! It's a bee! It's got a bee!
What is it? What is it? Wow, dude, I'm kind of digging that. I'm not quite sure what we're listening to, but that was, I think, MS Garvey, and that was a show put on earlier on today. You are just listening, tuned in to Politrics 101 here at Kill Radio. I'm your host, Joanna, in studio, our local or our community activist, TL.
Hello, good evening, good evening.
Let me make sure that all the mics are up. All right, so TL.
Hello.
You ready to start the new year? Today is the second, 2 days in this 2008.
Indeed, how?
And there's a lot of things going on this year, I hope. Well, there's obviously a lot of changes. New president, primaries coming up, a lot of events. But we'll be talking about a couple of those things later on today. Some of the things in the agenda here at Politrics 101 will be... We'll talk about the event, School of the Americas Vigil. It's happening in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yes.
And Father Roy is going to be here. And, of course, I'll discuss a couple of who Father Roy is in a little bit. And then we're going to have a couple of guests come in. Gerardo. Uh-huh. He will be discussing
issues of homelessness in the city of Los Angeles. He's an activist for years now in downtown L.A., very committed, very righteous guy. So he'll be sharing a little bit of insight on that struggle and what folks can do to become more aware.
Actually, I had the honor of meeting him a couple of months before, and he really is passionate. And I'll bring this one experience I had with him in a little bit when he comes in. Other than that, I know it's been a long day, just coming back from the festivities of partying out, rocking out, whatever it was that you guys did on New Year's, but let's get the show going. You guys are listening to Politrics 101 here at killradio.org.
Suenan los tambores de la rebelión. Pa'lante con visa mexica, reggae en español. Como zapatista de liberación, la paz y justicia en nuestra misión, con energía positiva, buena vibración. A la fiesta de conciencia los invitamos, sin armas, con palabras, con educación. Tenemos un anuncio para los asesinos, ya no queremos guerra, destrucción. No queremos fronteras segregando el mundo, es tiempo mi raza para revolución. Luchando por nuestros derechos y nuestra demanda. Nuestras demandas, techo, tierra, trabajo, libertad, independencia, democracia. Nuestras demandas, en todos canales de tu televisión, todas las estaciones de tu radio, no vas a encontrar este movimiento, solamente para la gente que quiere cambio. Soldados zapatistas de todo el mundo, los que defienden nuestra historia y nuestra razón, contra los ratones financieros de Babilón, los que matan para controlar el petróleo. Ya no existe confianza en el gobierno. Tenemos más de 500 años luchando por nuestros derechos y nuestras demandas. Nuestras demandas.
My time, although a sinner to my forces never left I stand. Time remains, my plateau veins upon creation, but not only in the night. The sun shines, morning, noon, and all the shades in between. The sheets pave the way, show signs, signs, pay attention. This is more than just music, more than just the illusion we're viewing. Climb, reach out, stretch toward and seek out what your best foot forward be about, what you be about. Deny you can't be when you believe beyond measure. Seven times with this world so we can see. Light up the world without the use of violence or words. Birds flow like the smoke of burning of herbs. Found learning of knowledge harder than the college they institute you. Center to find forces never left I stand. Time remains, my plateau veins pump creation, but not only in the night. The sun shines, morning, noon, and all the shades in between. The sheets pave the way, show signs, lines, pay attention. This is more than just music, more than just the illusion we're viewing. Climb, reach out, stretch toward and seek out. Put your best foot forward, be about what you be about. Tonight you can't be when you believe beyond measure. Seven times with this world so we can see. Light up the world without the use of violence or words. Birds flow like the smoke of burning of herbs. Found learning of knowledge harder than the college they institute you.
Check it out. You guys were just listening to Meticulous. I'm not quite sure where I got this from, but it's For Your Eyes Only album, and that was Time. Before that, you guys were listening to the B-Side Players. They're from San Diego. They're pretty tight. I got to see them twice, I think, this year, and they bring a lot of energy. Then we listened to Rebel Music. Run, Come Dance, Glenn Adams. Today's show, I just want to let you guys know, it's going to be pretty laid back. There are a couple of things that I really think we should discuss, and that's the School of the Americas, which we have been talking about earlier. I have national news. We're going to be talking about immigration raids and how the local churches are being more involved in, or they're making that choice, whether to close the doors or help first before asking the questions. So in Ohio, there's been a couple of opening their doors, the churches, to the situation that illegal immigrants are going through right now. So we'll read it. I'll read an article to you. Other than that, we have guests in the house from all over. It was unexpected. We have Chicago in the house, right? Hold on. Let me pass the microphones around.
Southside Chicago, born and raised. And we also have...
Yeah, who else is in
the
house?
This is Maria.
And this is Marlon.
This is Marlo.
Juan.
And you guys are all from here, South Central?
What up?
Quetzal's in the house as well.
Indeed she is.
I missed you guys last week. Where were you guys? Well, I guess they're doing their own introductions.
Yeah.
Another cool thing that I'm really happy that we start the new year this way is that Adrian is in the house.
Where is Adrian?
He's coming
in,
and if you guys remember, been following the show, Adrian's been doing the show with me for a long time. Or
Adrian.
Let's turn the flips around. I've been doing it with Adrian. Doing the show with Adrian, nothing else.
Hello, the legendary Adrian.
Adrian, that's TL. TL's a pleasure. Anyways, you know, I'm gonna go into some music. But before that, Adrian, do you want to say something? Can you let us know why you've been MIA?
I have to take a little time off.
Yeah.
It's on?
It's working, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I have to take a little time off. But I'm back, so.
And we're going to have some crazy stuff for you this year because, like I was mentioning, the elections are going on. We need to follow these candidates. We need to follow our local community. There's a lot of things and a lot of more involvement. And, of course, our local music. Coming in, we've been listening to, I think we're going to be listening to the Mad Marionettes, which I've been in the studio, as well as Orgullo Cafe and Paladin, my bad, and Learning Curve. You guys are listening to Politics 101. Here's some peaches, because I had a good time with her New Year's. She rocked out.
Where are you at? In Hampshire and Vermont? Okay, go.
You gotta do something. You gotta do it full on, hardcore, like this. Wanna get you home, wanna make you moan. Wanna get you in my pleasure dome. Wanna make you hot, get your pistol cock. Gonna get you if you're ready or not. Wanna chew the fat, wanna hit you back. What do you say to that, what do you say to that? Pardon me, but please. Wanna bring back, sling back, tickle fight. Wanna do it right. Make a woman a man and a man can. I think your Mac needs a lot more RAM. Be my moon, girl, turn your knobs. Be my corn and a mini cop. Now take these apples and start to bop. You play cool and I'll grab and rock.
Let's hit it hard.
Let's hit it hard.
Now you're in charge.
Now you're in charge.
You wanna roll.
Wanna hear you hum my ding-a-ling. Gonna help you stick but not cling. Let's break on out of this sing-sing. Do me a favor and hold that thing. Some people think I'm conduit. Wondering if I'm getting it. Well now you know I don't have to prove it. Stay a while, not get to move it. I wanna feel your lust.
Let's go.
Here at killradio.org, we're just listening to Ex-Paladin, and that was Laundry. Is that what? Oh, no, oh, you didn't play the song. Anyway, there will be if you guys go to their MySpace, MySpace Ex-Paladin.com, I think it is, or MySpace. You can find they have a couple of events going on this weekend, but we're gonna go into the School of the Americas. I did mention, and we have been talking about the School of Americas for the past month and a half, because I did attend the vigil in Fort Benning, Columbus, in Georgia. Well, now for those people who weren't able to attend Georgia, it's coming home closer to you guys here in LA for the local listeners. Before we get into it, I want to know if there's anybody in the audience, well, any studio guest here, would like to let us let the audience outside know what the School of America is. No. Oh, okay. Well, the School of America was first established in Panama in 1946, and because of the chaos, it started there. It was moved here in our here in America in 1984. And what it does is that it trains foreign military. It trains soldiers from Central and South America here, and then after they're trained, they go back home. And the graduates or the graduates, the alumni, have been known to have caused many atrocities, genocidal,
They have some of the highest rates of human rights abusers coming out of their schools. And what's important to understand is that because of the Freedom of Information Act, they had to release their manuals, the torture manuals. So it was indeed proven that they were teaching torture along with military skills and tactics. But what you have to understand with the School of the Americas is, why is the placement needed? You know what I'm saying? So you look at how they secure populations for foreign investment in corporations and companies, and then you begin to understand the resistance to closing the school.
Right. Most of the people that were caught in the middle have been the local people, the worker, the working class, the peasants, and it really has nothing really to do with policing or bringing democracy to those countries. It has really been about controlling police, military, and controlling foreign investments, like TL mentioned earlier. And, I mean, we can go on and mention a couple of things. I mean, one of them was El Mozote Massacre, which wiped out a whole community, and the murder of Monsignor Romero, and what's his name? Sandinista? No, the dictator in Nicaragua. Noriega was trained there too. Anyways, we can go on and on, but the list is, what is important is that if you guys don't know Somoza, yeah, no, it's Somoza, my bad. If you guys really want to know more about it, and I would really encourage you to check this out. It's happening. TL's got the information.
There will be a reenactment of the vigil on January 12th at 11 o'clock at LA Historic Park. There's guest speakers. We have Cindy Sheehan, Martin Sheen, Dennis Kunich, Father Roy, Bourgeois, who is the leader of the SOAW, founder of the SOAW, Hector Aristibal, and then Grace Pompon from the Office of Americas. There's going to be free food. There's going to be music, hip hop. There will also be like the actual vigil part where they do the presente. It'll be a good event, and so I encourage folks to go.
Yeah, the presente is so touching, and I think that was like the main thing that touched me, because it's just you. It's three. I won't tell you the details of it, because I really encourage you guys to go. But that is just, it really, when they start reading the names of people, you start realizing the amount of people who have been killed, innocent lives, and it comes closer to home.
What the fuck is that?
Also, you mentioned David. What is it, Sheen?
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen. He participated in a movie that just came out with Susan Sarandon, and they made a documentary on the School of the Americas. So there's a lot of people who
are
involved.
And he marches as well. He goes to the protests as well.
He marched, yeah. And then the speakers are going to be the Roy. I mean, he's completely been dedicated to bringing them. He established a vigil 18 years ago, and it's still going strong this year. We were three votes away from closing the school down. So with the election, with the primary coming in, we really need to hold our candidates accountable and push them to close the School of Americas down. So with that, we're going to take a little break. And we're going to talk to another guest speaker that we have in. And it's a community activist who I've had the pleasure of meeting before. Gerardo's in the house. So we'll be talking about the kind of activities and movement he's working with. Here, you guys are listening to Politics 101 here. Short break.
Perplexion, perseverance, the palpitations of my heart. Perplexed by appearance, you're the perfect part. The populations are passing while I'm stopping you start. Your presence is powerful when you shine in the dark.
Tongue-tied, even though I might have told some lies. Tongue-tied, in the middle of the night you come by. Watching you after school, I was just some guy. Just a fool, I blew it all more than one try. Every single day I find a piece to the puzzle. And every which way, you help me through the struggle. Never looking back to the days when I was held down. Cause you held ground and stuck around. Told me how you felt, and I didn't really listen. Still you offered me some help. Made me see a brighter path, no more hiding with the dope. We grow tighter and she laughs at all the stupid jokes. Cupid pulled me just in time, so I can make some sense of my true existence. And I'm gaining confidence that she'll always have my back. And I gotta give her credit, so I made some sacrifices. But I know I won't regret it. I don't get it, why you stuck with me? I'm glad that you did. Like it's better every day, like skills on Jason Kidd. Chasing big dreams now, looking forward to the outcome. How come I can't rap about love on the album? Tongue-tied, hoped you liked it and I didn't sound dumb. Tongue-tied, even though I might have told some lies. Tongue-tied, in the middle of the night you come by. Watching you after school, I was just some guy. Just a fool, I blew it on more than one try.
Tongue-tied, twisted stutter mumbles from my lips. Without a doubt, dumbfound, a total loss of wit. Smooth, soft, sexy lines, both sides of the hips. Join me on a journey, together on a trip. Great things have happened, but not like your kiss. I felt stupid before, but not tongue-tied like this. Missing your presence the seconds you leave. Wishing you'll manage back here with me. Listening advantage, so many to see. Back in your arms like food and water. I need your affections and sweet sensual touch. Too much, it's too little. Your love is a must. Lust helps a bit, but what keeps me is trust. A bond never broken, with strength it won't bust. The drip from a candle, the smell of your hair. To my brain, you're a vandal. Left my tongue silent there, wordless, speechless. At best, I mumbled and stared. So many years passed and still together we're paired. In my mind, you fly above like an angel. I'm tongue-tied for life, I'm left without care. Tongue-tied, twisted stutter, mumbles from my lips. Without a doubt, dumbfounded, total loss of wits. Smooth, soft, sexy lines from both sides to the hips. Join me on the journey, together on a trip.
Couldn't have stopped bullshitting if I tried. Then somehow you blocked my writtens and made me go tongue-tied. Witness how I was living all the lies. Knocked me off my feet and all I could say back was high. Fuck it, secure with my masculinity. Taking bubble baths for my
my girl, that's serenity. Facial mask put on me with womanly creativity. In the short run, I'm relaxed and feeling way less shitty. And really, in the long run, I'll get way more pussy. One's busy, now restored, my pores are open wide. Lit the room up with candles, romantic on the bedside. She's my drive, she's my old earth spinning. With pole position, in this race, I'm gonna win it. It's been 6 years, forget that love that lasts a minute. I'm grinning real wide, happy as that little child who got his first bike back in 1985. I'm in love, and that shit is real and perfect. But in the end, those who know will tell you that it's worth it. I work it and trust all the things that she does, and I must let the world know it's all about the love. Couldn't stop bullshitting if I tried. Then somehow you blocked my writtens and made me go tongue-tied. Witness so I was living in all the lies. Knocked me off my feet and all I said back was bye.
Politrix 101 here at killradio.org. That was a break. We were just listening to Learning Curve. They were in the house a couple of months ago, and they rocked the boat with the Bad Marionettes. So now we're going to go and move to our next topic. We have a special guest, and it's I went to one of his events a couple of months ago, and it's his name is Gerardo, and he doesn't really work with it. One organization, he was telling me he's really passionate about what he does, and he therefore is a volunteer with a passion. And I'm gonna ask him a couple of questions and let us know what he does. Do you wanna?
No, just go ahead and introduce yourself first. Yeah.
My name is Gerardo Gomez, and I'm from Los Angeles, aka Los Demonios.
Los Demonios. Why Los Demonios?
Because there ain't no angels in Los, no. So it's like we call it Los Angeles or Los Scandalous for a lot of folks.
Yeah, that's it. That makes sense.
Tell them.
So the event that I went to was bringing attention to our homelessness, and I think it was with, I guess it would have to be doing with Skid Row or everywhere in downtown, right?
Yeah.
That's where your concentration is?
The idea, the event was called How the Government Created Homelessness, and it wasn't just focusing, it was actually held in the Central City East area, a.k.a. Skid Row, but I think it was a way for people to start analyzing the situation and not blaming the people, but blaming the system that's enabled them to be on the streets. So many times we see people on the streets and we're like, oh, he's lazy, he's a bum. And we don't realize that it's a system that has allowed people to be like that. So how can the richest country allow people to live on the streets? And the fact is, housing urban development is just a technique that the system uses to oppress people, because when they build affordable housing in suburbs or in urban areas, that is technically considered housing urban development. And when they talk about affordable housing, they never put a price tag on affordable housing. So you guys see all these housing, the housing market is blossoming, but for the wealthy people, while the poorest of the poor, that there hasn't been no housing urban development for them. So we gotta read in between the lines and see how this government, it's allowing this. They've used homelessness as a crime. They've continued to hate crimes, like people that there's these videos called bum fights, and they actually They get homeless people intoxicated, let them beat each other up. Whoever wins gets $30, while other people get, quote unquote, get the.
I've seen that
shit. Like they do with the cop fight, what they do with the.
They pour beer on them, piss on them. It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy because you're right. You know, we have a stereotypical belief about how homelessness came about. You know, we think, oh, they probably on drugs, they deserved it, they didn't work hard enough. We work hard every day, you know what I mean? And we do have a stereotype, but you're right. I missed the documentary you guys were going to show, but I know, do you know more about how one of the key factors in that was closing down the mental institution and the mental help or medical for a lot of these people who are now homelessness? I'm not sure.
In the 1980s, what Ronald Reagan did, Ronald Reagan closed, he deinstitutionalized the mental health facilities. So he closed them down, and a lot of homeless folks ended up being on the streets because they were not, like, being cared about. And so we have that aspect. We have another aspect that we can talk about. It's homeless veterans. So back in the 70s, you had Vietnam veterans coming back. Instead of receiving thank yous, they got a welcome to the streets. And then you were seeing Iraq veterans coming back with PTSD. They have no health care benefits. They come, and then because they have mental health problems, they can't even get a job. They don't even get benefits. So one thing is, like, they go and fight for a country that has basically, like, turned their back against them. Like, they don't even receive a thank you.
No, exactly. With that in mind, 220,000 cases, soldiers, have been... How it works is you sign a contract, right? After 4 years, you're supposed to get these benefits if you come back with post-traumatic
stress disorder.
Disorder. 220,000 soldiers have been cut from a month before they reach their actual contract so that they are unable to receive those benefits promised. So there's a lot of that going on now with, like you mentioned, the Iraqi. 220,000 people, that's a lot. So where are they going to go? They're going to end up in the streets. And these are the people, like you said, that fight for our country for what? You know what I mean? You had another event on the 25th of December, and you were mentioning to us a little bit, right? 21st or
21st,
I'm sorry. Tell us more about why the 21st.
December 21st. On a national level, it's considered Homeless Persons Memorial Day, which is started by the National Coalition for the Homeless. And for the past, since 1990, on or around December 21st, homeless people gather to remember our fallen soldiers. Because to me, they are the true soldiers. If you're able to live on the streets with no money and just trying to find a way to, like, find food and keep warm, you are a soldier in my eyes. And so we remember our fallen soldiers due to the negligence of our cities, due to the negligence of our government. And in fact, I think that if people are talking about impeaching Bush due to crimes against humanity, I think the mayors of all the cities in the states should be held accountable for all the homeless people that die in their cities. And that's a crime against humanity, for allowing people to sleep on the streets and for allowing them to die on their cities. So we should also look into that and do, like, a tribunal, international tribunal.
Human rights tribunal.
A human rights tribunal, mm-hmm. where the mayors and the city council members should be held accountable for that.
Well, and that's an interesting strategy, because other people before, like, that's how Malcolm tried to get the situation of the black community looked at, is a human rights issue in front of the UN. And that's a frightening thing for the United States government, because you cannot deny human rights in terms of international law that's been set. Right, but if it's never been examined before, no one else is. Do you dig me? That they're not looking at it in that concept, in that way. Sorry.
With that.
It's interesting that you said about mayors having to be held accountable for their actions against homelessness. Giuliani in New York City, he passed a bill that all restaurants and all major food chain establishments had to pour some sort of a poison on their leftover food in the garbage bin, so homeless people aren't going around and picking out, like, bread or food or anything off the streets in New York City. So I definitely agree. It's a really good point that all mayors across the nation need to be held accountable for their actions against the crimes that they do against homelessness.
Well, and to keep it... to keep it local, L.A. sent a bunch of their city council members, Jan Perry being one of them, And Jan Perry is Spa 7 for South LA people right there. And their whole goal is to go to New York and study how they got rid of the homeless population with the construction that they're doing in and around the like downtown area. You know what I'm saying? That's when they came back and slapped that law, right?
Yeah.
About the sleeping law.
Yeah, the 4118 didn't go through because it was like it was violating their 14th Amendment. And when they came back, Chief Braddon was actually the chief at the time when he quote unquote swept Times Square and quote unquote cleaned Times Square. So he's actually coming back and came back and tried to use the broken windows philosophy and call it under the Safer Cities Initiative. And that's when you see all these homeless sweeps and people getting jaywalk tickets. And I was reflecting on Safer Cities Initiative. And in order to make a Safer City Initiative, you have to secure every individual have a livable wage. Because here in Los Angeles, people cannot live on $8.50. The livable wage in L.A., in my eyes, should be at least $15. I don't care what type of job you do. $15 should be at least the minimal job, and secure people with proper education, with health benefits, like the whole thing. That's a Safer Cities Initiative. You don't do a Safer Cities Initiative by attacking the poorest of the poor and the most marginalized.
Right. And bringing more police in and all that other tactics that they've been doing. How do you see our mayor here, Zaragoza, responding to a lot of, I know there was a tent city. Remember there was a, I think, I don't know if you attended, there was a protest that went on and I can't remember, in front of City Hall. Yeah, and there was a lot of people showed up in their tents and tent outside to show Villarosa, right? Pay attention to this. I'm not quite sure what he's been doing in relations to that. Have you seen any movement? Or
Antonio Villar, he hasn't done anything. He talks about affordable housing and he talks about doing these, and they try to do this whole, they had $100 million set aside for affordable housing, and they say that the whole, because there's a lot of non in my backyard, a lot of NIMBYism from a lot of like different cities that they don't want to have like a homeless center or shelter be established in the cities. So, but homeless activists in LA, we hear a lot of rhetoric, but we don't see any actions.
Right.
And but with the people don't know that the city has a lot of land, and when they have a lot of land that's not being used, they have these public auctions, but they don't let regular people know about these public auctions. So who goes to these public auctions? Real estate people go. So they go to these auctions. They buy the land and then they do condos, as opposed to the city taking an initiative and saying, "Oh, look, we have an abandoned building here. Let's remodel it and let's use it for the people who are sleeping on the streets, and link up with maybe like a nonprofit agency, so that they can receive like more extensive services." But they don't do that. Why? Because this city, it's the quote unquote the most progressive city council member we have, but they're acting like Republicans. So in my eyes, we can't trust Democrats. We can't trust Republicans. I think it has to come from the bottom, and we have to start doing a grassroots level on a horizontal level, where we don't need council members to be bridges from the city and the mayor. So the idea is that the whole aspect of neighborhood councils, you got to strengthen that, and you have a neighborhood council elected by the community. They decide their president or whatever, and then they make up their own budget, and they take their budget to the mayor, so that the mayor says, okay, this community, these are the needs here. The secretary of the neighborhood council is held accountable for how the money is used, and they send like a direct invoice to the mayor. We don't need no council members, because the council members, basically, it's corruption in front of our eyes, disguised as I represent your district. But in reality, we see senators there, we see like that's straight out corruption.
It's funny that you mention that, because councilmen usually don't live in the neighborhood that they present. So how do they know what's going on? How do they feel for it? You know what I mean? You just can't. I don't understand how that works. So having the community be more involved and giving more, like you mentioned, having a, what's the role you mentioned?
The neighborhood council.
Council, then that would have more strength. Do you, for the listeners out there, what would you recommend? How would they get to know these people, or what kind of, you know, tactics are you taking in, or you've taken in?
I don't know. I just, because the city of LA, they have neighborhood councils, but they're like, quote unquote, don't have a lot of power as the council members. So the idea is to have like they call them people's assemblies or like asambleas constituyentes, right? So the idea is that you have an assembly in neighborhoods and the people decide, hey, this is how we go. Is your actual council member talking, like fixing your needs? No, then we should have a reform or a referendum and you get rid of the council members. Because last year, people don't know, but they actually had a proposition to extend the term limits for council members. And reason why? Because a council member, this is what they do. They get paid over $100,000. They work 3 days out of the week. They get 3 months paid vacation. And when you're elected council member, you can get to choose the type of car that you want. So having that information, who doesn't want to be a council member, right? So that they come up and say, oh, you know what? 4 years is not enough. Well, 4 years is a lot for you to do something. At least it's enough for you to knock on our doors every 4 years and say, vote for me when you don't do anything. So the idea is that the community has to organize themselves and they have to come up with their own. Okay, what are our needs and how are we going to implement those? It's got to be like from a bottom up. We can't rely on the vertical relationship in this country has never given us any light. Para la gente abajo. Right. So we got to do it. I think I'm inspired by the Black Panther philosophy and the Zapatistas. And you got to build autonomy within your own circle. We should do, I guess every neighborhood should be called a circle of resistance. And we have to like start planting seeds of consciousness to our generation because the quote unquote, the activists of the 40s and things like that, or in the 1960s, 70s, it's a different progressive era. And our generation, we have different visions. We have different ideas. We're more creative. So it's our turn to run the show, you know?
I agree that we have a lot of heroes and a lot of people to look up to in our past, 1960s and whatnot, and their struggles. And there's a lot of struggles that are going on now that I think that it's so important that we all get more involved. And autonomy is probably the best grassroots way of going, I believe, too, because then you spread a need, and that need can't be divided. Because of the way that things, I think, the government works is that they try to divide and conquer us, right? So they do that easily if we don't find and have a need within each other. We don't have a community, to represent and see how they're helping us.
Yeah, and when you organize in autonomous communities, you lessen your dependency relationship on them.
Right.
And that's the shackle, you know, the relationships, the dependency between the system and the people. And once that is severed, you can really begin to decolonize your mind, which would then lead to folks getting free, no?
All right, guys, that was Gerardo. I really want to say something else. When I first met him, it was at the LA Cannes event that was going on, and we saw him outside, and I was running late a little bit, and I couldn't stay the whole time, but he said something to me that really, like, we were, my partner and I were really moved by it, because he goes, there may not be a lot of people, you know how things start, he goes, it's a little late, but go out in there, you know, dialogue, talk to people, you never know, ideas are going to start coming up when you just talk. A lot of people, you're telling us that sometimes we meet and we go to with the agenda, but then we don't talk. And if we don't talk, we don't really understand what we were listening to. I think that's what the message you were trying to tell me. But he was like, come on in. Go and open, you know, start getting to know the people. Introduce yourself and see what you can build or how they can help whatever mission or whatever movement you're working in. And I think that that's a good advice. That sometimes, you know, the agenda's there to kind of guide us. But actual dialogue and discussing things in passion and where we're going and building networks is what's actually going to build a stronger community and be more progressive. We're going to take another break. You're listening to Politics 101 here at Kill Radio. It's Wednesday night. We got one more hour to go. And hopefully in the next hour we have more people talking because we got Chicago, South Central, LA, Los Angeles. So take it away.
Entiéndalo bien, dragones. Aquí no vamos a andar con chingaderas.
Como dice el dicho, las apariencias engañan, sí, señor.
Dígale, pues,
que no me digan, que no me cuenten, porque a lo mejor me mienten.
Y cuando no lo expecten, aquí vamos a estar.
El camarón que se duerme se la lleva la corriente y yo no soy.
¡Ándale!
¡Sabor,
pues!
¡Sígueme, pues!
No entiendo cómo es que las tres. Traicionan, oh, oh. Y con amigos.
paciencia, lo que siente debía de ser de mucha importancia, pero empezó a darme su distancia y usarme fue parte de su venganza. Mi confianza en el amor, que es nada más que un fantasma, me dejó el labio sabor, sin recompensa, sin conciencia. Ya no quiere estar contenta, se me fue y ya no regresa. Como extraño yo a mi belleza y unas tontas cosas, ¿cómo me vas a cambiar por unas palabras bonitas y un par de rosas?
Cuando vas un día libre como la águila, acabé volando con el viento como las señoritas en la pizza rechina. Qué rico, a través de mi música yo me explico y hablo, estás escuchando, esto es algo que yo no esperaba de ti, sino de extraño raro. De repente hacerme un paro en el mercado, está bien claro como la voz y carajo, que tú no eres mi hermano, carajo. Pero bueno, cada quien por su lado, si quieras se quiere decir, así como tú eres un hipócrita, yo también te sigo la corriente, bien sorrete con tus mentiritas de un muy poco hombre.
No entiendo cómo es que las personas a mí traicionan.
Shh.
wait a minute. No. Huh. What? I loved you. This is true. I loved you. This is real. Why'd you have to go? Oh, I'm on my knees, baby. Why'd you have to go? Oh, I got nobody. Chairs in the room and the doors. Why'd you have to go? I loved you. This is true. I loved you. This is true.
Había entre gente bailadora sobre cuál era mejor de los ritmos que hay ahora.
Para gozar,
para bailar, para gozar. Otros gritaron el mambo, otro bailó melenco, pero el son iba inspirando.
Para gozar,
baila así,
bailar suave.
El son es lo más sabroso porque lo pide la gente.
Para gozar, bailar suavito, aunque esté el son bien sabrosito. Para gozar,
baila así,
bailar suavito, aunque esté el son bien sabrosito.
Linda melodía. Se baila suavecito.
Para gozar, bailar suavito.
Y el que no entienda de clave, que se vaya agachadito.
Para gozar, bailar suavito.
Suave, suavecito, nena. Suave, suavecito.
Para gozar, bailar suavito.
Este es el son.
7 horas corriendo por la ciudad. 7 horas mis piernas no dan a más. 7 horas empiezo hasta del revés. 7 horas te voy a volver a ver. Y no sé hace cuánto tiempo persigo este momento pensando suave y lento. En cada movimiento se mezcla la nostalgia con la sangre que baja y sube toda junta para inundar mi gana. No consigo actuar, me bloqueo al pensar. Los nervios me prisionan, ya no puedo más. Se acaba la reserva, me quedo sin paciencia. Cada minuto se hace un mundo y todavía quedan 7 horas corriendo por la ciudad. 7 horas mis piernas no dan a más. 7 horas empieza hasta del revés. 7 horas te voy a volver a ver. Y miro 15 veces el billete de autobús y me aseguro de que mis piernas tengan desfilado de luz. Me levanto, me siento, me concentro, me disperso, miro al reloj, cada minuto estoy atacada. A choque hartito estoy de currar. Como no me aprieta tiempo no voy a llegar. Rebujo en la maleta, braguitas y camisetas, coloretes y cacao. Y en un ratito te estoy dando bocao.
Ya verás. Nada más que si te gusta para llegar, paseando en la playita, date bocado y calicita. Miau, miau.
7 horas mis piernas no dan a más. 7 horas ya empiezo esto del revés. 7 horas te voy a volver a ver. 7 horas corriendo por la ciudad. 7 horas mis piernas no dan a más. 7 horas ya empiezo esto del revés. 7 horas te voy a volver a ver.
Gonna be last.
And now you know the meaning of the word fast.
Dale Earnhardt,
He agreed. Come race day.
You're gonna bleed.
And you know Big Daddy Rattling Rob? Yeah, well, he said he'd clean up those dents, man. I got from running you into the fence. And you learn in school that speed does kill. And we do too. And when that flag comes down, I don't wanna be. Well, there's a pit stop on that horizon, and it's time to grease the gear. I see my flag waving, and it's checking through my tears. I smell the rubber burn, and there's oil on the track. I open up three deuces, I'm never coming back. What next is back to Gio? By the fastest pitch can go. What next is back to Gio?
Country blood got me choking. I'm on a mission to the point that motherfuckers think I'm smoking. Yeah, that sick nigga Biggie with the 8-shot fifth, with the extra clip for that extra shit. Don't you know that a killing is thrilling? All the blood spilling is all a part of drug dealing. A born gangster, my daddy was a thug. Had a 38 with the hollow point slug. So when he lick shots, niggas drop quicker than a bootlegger sells his liquor. A little nigga trying to squeeze 22s in my Reebok shoes. Paying dues while kids was on their ones and twos. But now I'm much older, colder, fuck a holster. Got the Mac 11 swinging from my shoulder. It's a damn shame I got to put my mama through the strain. I'm living in the house of pain.
Who can you trust? Do you have the heart to see a nigga before you bust? My name is spoken on the tongues of so many foes. Busting motherfuckers out the blocks, I ain't even go. Now how the hell do you explain my claim to fame? I'm doing flicks to busting tricks out the fucking frame. Got these bitches on my jock, niggas on my block. Jealous ass suckers got them ducking from my smoking block. And busting niggas' asses to stay alive. Skinny ass player watching bigger motherfuckers fuck. They ask me how I'm living. I'm a hustler, fucking busters. Till they die, now it's on in the ghetto, you ain't heard. Niggas got they AKs heading for the burbs. Aiming at them skinhead bitches, let them rain. Giving them a wet welcome to the house of pain.
Stay dusted, maybe I should, cause these rappers will have your phone tapped like Savion Glove. And on the West, yo, police corrupt some of bloods, but these Teflons are loaded, exploding some mugs. I'm like furious and boys in the hood, but at the drive-thru, I ain't running, I'm dumping. Crazy like a pyro and loped up, know how knives do. I'm calling henchmen and conception to organize a black truce. Then we party hard, party with Nas, since there ain't no more Mardi Gras, and Bush won't apologize. I got gangster hoes, Kobe Bryant scared to sodomize. And 45s for them suckers y'all idolize. Y'all yelling my name, but y'all soon dying. Trying to portray real, but they be lying, cause they want the real niggas to die so they can gain. But never that, this ain't everlasting, it's the house of pain.
Lo que el mundo me brindó cuando más te sentí mía, el destino te alejó y mil voces por la calle hoy me gritan que no estás y soy solo un mamarracho que te quiere más y más. Mamarracho, mamarracho, vendedor de soledad, siempre entregas tu cariño y el amor nunca se da. Mamarracho, mamarracho, siempre tienes que llorar, pero algún día tus puertas
el amor ha de llegar. Tengo el corazón distinto, hoy me falta juventud, y en mis noches de recuerdos apareces siempre tú. Y al mirarme en el espejo, yo descubro la verdad. Soy tan solo el mamarracho que olvidaste sin piedad. Mamarracho, mamarracho, vendedor de soledad, siempre entregas tu cariño y el amor nunca se da. Mamarracho, mamarracho, siempre tienes que llorar, pero algún día a tus puertas el amor ha de llegar. Mamarracho, mamarracho, vendedor de soledad, siempre entregas tu cariño.
Cheio lo do mare, aho, homem o teu, give praises to God Almighty. I see it in the sunrise, the light so bright it burns my eyes. Yes, I feel it in the come and go.
All right, Politrix101KillRadio.org. You guys were just listening to Radio La Chusma from Texas. Can I make a dedication before you do anything? Oh, sure.
That's so cheesy. Play number 6 on my CD, will you? Closer. Okay. On the 6 CD.
On the desk? On the, yeah. But before that, we also listened to Bebe. Bebe is from Spain. And then we had... did we play Voodoo School? We were having a discussion with all the people that were here. God, I hope that you guys... Well, we did cover some of that. You guys knew what was going on. But before we make the dedication...
Handle.
I said that I wanted to mention a little bit of international news, and I didn't get to do so. Cuba and Chavez, Fidel Castro and Chavez and a couple other people from South America have gotten to, just had a meeting about their oil refinery. So what they're doing is now Cuba is establishing their own resource. And it's very key because Cuba has been let out on a lot of either investment or anything for their own people to survive. So this is a step up for the Cuban people to have more, more control of their economy without having to be dependent on anybody else. So that is very good. We'll keep you posted on that and more issues. The summit just took place about 2 weeks ago, I believe. And even though Fidel Castro wasn't present, his brother Raul Castro was there. And I think... I can't remember who else was with them, but nonetheless, check that out. Look it up. Cuban refinery inaugurated with Chavez in the spotlight. So check that out. Google it on the net, and we'll keep you posted. Also, for a couple, I think we might cut this show a little shorter today. We do have poetry from one of our guests. But also, there's a couple of events going on, a lot of concerts this Friday. For anybody who knows, the Tribal Cafe is putting on a spoken arms or performing live concert. Who's going to be there? Spoken Arms, Luna is Honey, Michelle Maciado, Per Capita, and Not People. And that's 1651 West Temple Street, Los Angeles, California. If you guys want to know more about that, you can either go to Tribal Cafe MySpace or Per Capita or... Politrix 101. That's going on Friday night. And going back to the shout out, TL wants to be to shout
play
out.
Song oh. 6.
Play song 6.
Play song 6.
From
Alice Smith,
Closer.
When I wake up in the morning time, I like to see you sleeping by my side. I think about the nights we had before. Wanna give you this and more. Let you know I truly adore you. Being with you, loving you, that's why you're so sweet. When you kiss me, you're making my knees go weak. We could be forever happy through rain or whatever. Never gonna take the fantasy away from you. I need to. My heart never made sound. Now it's beating loud, my head's in the clouds. Never doubt that I'ma always be down to hang around you. You're making me feel so good inside. Way I feel when you're loving me makes me wanna cry. All the strength of the things you do make my love dream come true. Moving me to tell you that I love you. Need.
each and every night and all through the
That was Alice Smith with I have the case.
I'll be there to love you.
I'll be there to love you. Now we're gonna go and move into one of our guests. Maria is gonna read to us a little bit of poetry. She's got the attention. She's got the mic. It's be yours.
All right. Well, I wanted to, you know, it's messed up that Gerardo just left, right? Yeah. And that was the activist that we were just interviewing. Well, actually, Joanna. And since he was talking about homelessness, you know, I was just checking my book, and I'm like, all right, I want to read this poem, and I want to dedicate it to all the homeless people out there and whoever is on top. Thank you. So this poem is Park Bench, and it's by Longston Hughes. And here it goes. I live on a park bench, U Park Avenue. Hell of a distance between us two. I beg a dime for dinner. You got a butler and a maid, but I'm waking up. Say, ain't you afraid that I might just maybe, in a year or two, move on over to Park Avenue? Thank you.
Thank you, as Maria. Maria has been joining us now 2 weeks with a little break because, of course, we couldn't be here for the holidays. It was pretty hectic. But she's hopefully will start her own program here at KeelRadio.org. And for anybody listening who's interested, please contact us either at 213-252-0998 or send us an email at KeelRadio.org or with Politics 101 and let us know if you're interested because we have space and we're looking for people who want to bring their ideas, their music, their talents, their visions to work together in this collective. Because this is an open space to everything that's going on. LA needs to, if we are progressive, we need to show that we really are progressive. I think we've kind of just been dubbed with the name, but there's a lot of things going on here that we should definitely be part of. It is 8:45. I am very glad that Adrian's back in the house. Yes, we'll be having shirts and merchandise and events coming up. And this year we'll be active. And that includes all of us. Myself. We're gonna. Is there anything else you want to?
I can read you guys another one too.
Yeah, please.
By the same author. And actually, I went to the movies this Saturday night, and I don't know if you guys heard of The Great Debaters, the movie. That's a good movie, and that's based on a true life story. So, you know, I really recommend that movie. I really don't go to the movies often because fuck all the Hollywood shit. But, you know, if you guys want to watch a good movie, you could go watch that one. It's worth your money because going to the movies is expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Well, this poem is I Too by Langston Hughes as well. And it goes like this. I Too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody there to say to me, eat in the kitchen. Then, besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I, too, am America.
Thank you. You guys are listening to Politrix. Kill Radio, Wednesday nights from 7 to 9.
And I'm so proud that, you know what, it's like, it just evolved. This is dope. I haven't been here in 6 months, and it's like, it's beautiful what you guys have right now. Like, Poetry and Joanne, you guys, I mean, everything's been going cool. The concert is going to continue, hopefully, in a month. So, want to start having the concerts live?
Right yeah, now. Definitely we'll have some concerts. So, oh, there's another shout-out that I really want all those people listening. Bring, if you guys know bands, send us your stuff. We would love to play them. Because we really, I know the corporate media doesn't play anything that we can relate to. So, a lot of the bands we're playing now have all been locals for the most part. I'm not sure where Allison's from, but all the other... Oakland, grassroots, everybody, what we're trying to play is non-commercial local music. Well, I think that the show's probably going to end soon. We're going to play one more song. And I want to say this is the new year, 2008. Let's do this with a bang. And we're going to play a little Trojan ska. Yeah, because we all like our ska. In our dub. And I wanted to say something else. But from this one if you want. We're going to play Trojan ska and then we're going to go into
Antidoping.
I'm like, how do I pronounce this? Un lustro inyectando ruido positivo. We're going to play number
four.
Dub.
And Billy, two men who gamble in. Stackily drove seven billies for that. He drove eight. Breaks!
Wrong him, boy. You start all over again, huh?
Why do you try to cheat? Such a small, small game. Don't you know it was wrong to cheat the trying men? Don't you know it was wrong to cheat the trying men? Don't you know it was wrong to cheat the trying men? Don't you know it was wrong to cheat the trying men? Someday you're gonna fall. Trample people under your feet. You better stop. It is a wrong emboyer. Start again.